Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to help you awaken your spirit. If you want to learn how to open the door to your divine self, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. I hope you're doing well today. I wanted to just kind of preface this episode with a couple of things before you sit down to listen, if you decide to listen. So last year, my sister and I, when we were together at my parents' house, we decided to do some practice sessions with the Galactic Federation and the Council of Elders, which I'll post in the next couple of weeks as well. And I've kind of waited, or I hesitated really, to post this just because, to be honest, the sound quality is not the best. I've, you know, toyed around with it, trying to fix the hum that's lingering in the background, but I just haven't been able to get it to the point where I wanted to release it, so I left it on the back burner for a while. However, just going back and listening to the information, I thought it's pretty insightful. So, yes, you are going to have this consistent background hum if you decide to listen to it. On top of that, I should add that, you know, we were visiting my folks and you can kind of hear them at a couple of points talking, even though they're up two floors, but talking very loudly and laughing about something. But it's not throughout the whole show. It's just at a couple of points. So really, I just wanted to, you know, let you know ahead of time so you can decide whether or not you want to listen to it. And also, I'm aware, you know, to let you know that I'm aware that, yes, the audio quality is not the best. And I hope that the information that's presented is helpful, as my sister decided to channel the Galactic Federation. And you'll learn more about them, I believe, during this episode. And then in the next few weeks, I'll be sharing with you our practice session with the Council of Elders. And then we will be swinging back to Archangel Michael because he has some insight he wants to share as well. But anyway, decide to listen if you would like. If not, I completely understand. But either way, as always, I appreciate you being an audience member and consistently tuning into the show. So anyway, here comes the show. So I guess we can ask, who are we speaking with today, or who's available?
Before I answer that, let me just tell you how I got to my journey here.
Okay.
Personally, as I'm asking to be, asking my team to help me get to this level, I saw myself being helped up, pushed up, somebody from the top reaching down for my hands to pull me up. Once I'm there, I'm in an empty space that is all white and nothing. Just me by myself in this very white, lit, bright room. When I ask if I could speak to the Galactic Council, a table appears. I'm standing here, a table appears here. And there's just beings there. I can't see what they look like.
So they're sitting there in front of you?
They're sitting in front of me.
Okay. And they're from, if we ask them, they're from, are they representatives of all of the galaxies in our universe?
Across the universe.
Across the universe. And do they feel comfortable answering questions that we have today?
They will answer the questions that they feel like we can comprehend at this level.
Okay. Well, we say thank you for being available for us today. And, you know, we are curious, given that we live on the earth as humans, we are curious about our origins. Where does a human race come from? Was it genetically modified and created by what we consider to be extraterrestrial life? Or
homegrown from the earth through evolution?
Evolution would have taken too long. It is like a genetic modification. But by different beings across the universe.
What was the, oh God.
It's like there was a blueprint. And then from that point, each species made their own modifications.
To what purpose? If they already had their own species and their own personal development, what would be the need to do that here?
Unity.
What type of unity?
To show that not one specific being is greater than the other, but to have genetic modifications of ourselves living in unity in one place.
So then you would say that each race, as we classify humans here on Earth, is a representation of different forms of life, or I don't know, races in the universe?
In a way, yes. But as with every science project, so to speak, errors are made. Which is why we have imperfections, we as humans.
So many people here on the planet accept, you know, the Christian interpretation of evolution or creation, I should put it that way, that we have our Adam and Eve story and then, you know, life was multiplied thereafter. What are their thoughts about this existing story that is accepted by millions of people around the globe as the story of our creation?
They said it's kind of laughable. Like, they sit and laugh about the story. And how it was distorted.
Yes. Deeply distorted, but would they say that it is, we've come to an age on the planet where people need to learn the true story of creation? Do they feel like that's incredibly important for our personal evolution?
People are not ready to hear the true story. It would shatter our It would shatter our society as we know it.
But are they actively trying to reach down to humanity to slowly prepare us for that? Will there be some ultimate revelation at some point across the globe?
Yes, our presence is known. And slowly but surely, little tidbits of information are being released at a time. It just cannot be done all at once because humanity is not ready for that.
So I guess
we should have never left it the way it was. We should have never made questions empty, left empty questions unanswered.
But there will be some sort of contact, right? Like, as if there isn't already, but at some point we will have visible visitors in the deep future.
There are those already present. You just aren't able to recognize them.
Are they in human form, or you mean in spirit form that we feel and see with our eyes closed?
There are both.
What is our intention in human form?
Guidance and influence to greater possibilities. Evolution.
Mm. So then, I guess, what are their hopes for the planet at large?
The experiment has failed. It is obvious that there was no living in harmony. War after war has proven this.
But isn't that the hope, that with time, that humanity will get to that point where there is complete unity and unconditional love? Isn't that what the ultimate hope is? And that, isn't that why we're here?
If you look at it from a political view, if you look at it from a view of a group of people, higher powers in each group coming together, saying we are going to put our best people all together in a room on an island, for example, because we know that them not knowing their origins will get along. But it failed. We failed. It has been proven we all cannot live in harmony.
If they really think this, then why don't they send an asteroid to destroy the planet and wipe out the human race and let us all go back home, if they really don't think there's any, you know, any hope for success?
It is not about destroying. It is about us coming back to reclaim.
And that is your goal, is to come back and reclaim?
To come back, set the record straight, and mold what we should have molded into what would be a harmonious society, a harmonious planet.
So if that is their goal, then what happens to the rest of us that are here? Don't we all have to leave for them to start from scratch?
No, those who are here will eventually assimilate.
Why do they make this assumption if they don't believe that now? They think something is miraculously going to change in, what, 100, 200 years?
You cannot see the bigger picture.
No.
It is not about creating miracles. It is about reclaiming and setting the record straight. We left you with what we thought you needed to be a great society, but many errors were made with no higher power to correct the injustices that happened. It was not meant for one species to be greater than the other. That was not our purpose. We all came together because we wanted to be equals. And your society has proven that you cannot live as equals.
I understand the need to set the record straight, and I guess that may not happen in our lifetime.
No, unfortunately, it will not.
So then, just to go back to the beginning, to clarify the need, through history, at least the beginning of history, you know, some of us have the belief that, yes, there was genetic modification, altering of humanity for the sake of evolution, intelligence, development, etc. So would they say that through art and all of the classical depictions and old architecture, all of that came about through contact with what we consider to be extraterrestrial life?
Yes, you were never left completely alone. But major interference was not allowed. inspiration and encouragement of greater ideas. A spark, if you will, was always placed to create bigger things.
So then we are talking about just the Earth in this universe, here in this galaxy. What about this occurring in other universes or other galaxies? Is the same experiment happening elsewhere?
Yes, in a way, but not with the same type of terrain. I don't even know how to describe it. It's like
different planets?
Yes, I guess different needs necessary to survive, I guess, is the best way to put it.
And I'm assuming, just like us, spirits all over the universes are signing up for these experiments, inhabiting physical forms or something to that extent for the experiment.
Yes, they are. They are given a brief history of where they are to be visiting. So that knowledge is embedded or encoded in them.
So would he say, as an example, that we're here, the knowledge of the history of the Earth is encoded within everybody's DNA, and then even their ancestral history too? Is that encoded in their DNA?
Everybody is encoded with the Earth's knowledge in their DNA, yes.
Interesting. Okay, I will not keep you too much longer so that Nadia can get some relief. But I have a couple of unexpected questions. So first and foremost, thank you for answering the questions that you've answered thus far. It's been super helpful and enlightening. Given that we come from all over the universe, can you tell me which galaxy Nadia comes from?
She comes from a spiral galaxy adjacent to this, with many suns.
Is she in a physical form or a different form?
Not a physical form.
And what mission did she request upon coming here?
She wanted to learn balance and she wanted to help those find their way back to a source.
And what galaxy did I come from?
Oh, the galaxy you came from collapsed on itself. And you and your kind then came to the edge of this one.
And what was my mission then?
Your mission was to make sure your people were well taken care of. And on this earth, you're here to, one, help find your people, and two, to teach others the ways of your people.
So if my galaxy collapsed, then my people have no home.
Your people have a new home. It is at the edge of this galaxy.
And do we all go back to our home galaxies when we leave here?
Not always. At times you choose to venture off to another before returning home.
So then, if I am from a collapsed place and I'm here now, and Nadia is from one adjacent to here, why is it that we came into this life in the same family?
You both have similar missions, wants, needs, similar missions. You were able to give and take knowledge from each other and pass it to the people who need it.
So, I guess, is there anything? I mean, I don't have any other questions. I appreciate the questions that they were willing to answer today. I guess, is there anything last that they want to say in general? And again, thank you for showing up and taking time to answer our questions. We appreciate it.
Please be patient and just know you and your kind are not alone. And the universe, it is our failure that has your society and has humanity the way it is. Our experiment that has failed, not you, not your people.
Before you bounce, one last question. Sorry, I meant to ask earlier. When we are talking to God, our creator, are we speaking, I guess, who receives that information from above? Who's listening? What's listening? What's responding?
The creator who has also created us. It is not one being. It is not many beings. It just is.
It's just existing consciousness of everything?
It is just existing consciousness of everything from which all of us came.
Interesting. Okay. Well, thank you again for answering the questions. That was super helpful, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you for having the courage to come forward to ask.